Open Windows, November the 10th. Circumcised in heart. In Romans 12, verse 1, we read, I urge you to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. You have a life. And that life is a great trust, a great responsibility. It can stay in its own ambitions, its own interests, its own worldly concerns and considerations. It can stay by itself. Will you give your life to God? Will you let it go to God? Will you put it on the altar and let the knife be taken that God may have it utterly? If you will, God will multiply your life. God will extend your life. God will make much more of it than ever it would have been if you had kept it in your own hands. Have you got something in your life that you are holding on to as a Christian? You are not letting that go to the Lord. You know what it is. I should miss it if I tried to catalogue the things it might be. You know you have something where you are not letting go to the Lord. The Lord has put his finger on something, and you are holding on. You have an argument which you think is a very good argument. You have a reason you think perfectly good, so you're holding on. Deep down, the truth is you are not prepared to let go. There are times when in recognition that a certain course is the Lord's way, we have to wait for the Lord's time and see to it that our strength of will coming into alliance with the purpose of God is not jeopardizing the fruitfulness of the thing and doing other people harm and making other people suffer. There are times when we have to come back to the Lord and say, Lord, you have shown me that this is your way for me. But I can see that it is going to involve others in a great deal of suffering. I do want to be sure of your time in this, and that I am not taking hold of it. It is not my strength of will to do your will. I want to do this thing in self-sacrificing love, so that the least loss shall be suffered by others. We have seen people who are right as to their objective, right as to what the Lord wants, but the way in which they do it often spoils the whole thing. They take hold of divine things, and while the thing is right, they are spoiling it by bringing their own strength of will into alliance with it. This applies in many ways. We must be circumcised in heart to do the will of God, ready to let go and let God determine the way to accomplish it. May the Lord interpret his word and make it fruitful. Oh, I know it's challenging. It searches us all. We shall all come up against it. But oh, see what happened in heaven, and see that he desires that as it is in heaven, so it shall be on earth.